مش قادر الجمهور الغربي يميز بين كلمة إرهاب وكلمة مقاومة.
نحن لدينا مقاومة، هذه مقاومة مشروعة طبعاً من القوانين وميثاق الأمم المتحدة.
هذا هو محاولة ربط إسرائيل وأمريكا، ربط الإرهاب بأي عمل، بأي عمل مقاوم بالمعنى السلمي والعنيف.
Any organization that fight against you and not in a formal army of its state, it is a terror. It is a terror organization.
In a tough neighborhood. The Israeli people have always had enemies at their borders and terrorists close at hand. Again and again, Israel has defended itself with skill and heroism. And as a result of their courage of the Israeli people, Israel has earned the respect of the American people.
نحن نصطدم يوميا في كل عمل يعتبر هو إرهاب، وبالتالي حتى النفس كمان شوي، إذا نحن بدنا نتنفس ولا بدنا نعبر عن رأي معين أو رأي هذا هو تحريض إرهابي.
One of the first and most important linguistic moves in the war on terrorism, the so-called war on terrorism, is to conflate all uses of violence into terrorism. The most striking of this was to label Hezbollah, for instance, as a terrorist group. Well, what is Hezbollah? Hezbollah is a resistance group that formed to fight against Israeli occupation of Lebanon. Now, in international law, it's well established that people have a right to resist foreign occupation.
Il est clair que le Hezbollah, pour moi, n'est pas une organisation de résistance, c'est une organisation terroriste. De la même façon que le Hamas, quand il décide d'appeler le cas échéant ou un certain nombre de ses groupes, hein, parce que le Hamas, ce n'est pas non plus un bloc, mais il décide par exemple de financer ou d'aider des groupes qui tuent des enfants ou des femmes, ou même des soldats, je considère que c'est du terrorisme.
Ok, I would say more than that. I can understand, as an Israeli, I would beg to differ. I think I'm the freedom fighter, but I can understand anyone who believes that the Palestinians are freedom fighters. I would understand more than that. I will tell you that I support any freedom fighter in the world, and I believe that they have the right to use violence for that, for the freedom. But there is one kind of violence which I think should be forbidden in any case, and this is my definition of terrorism. The deliberate use of violence aimed against civilians. This is terrorism. Point.
حتى الشعارات وحتى المفاهيم التي تطرح بدعوى أن هذا مسموح وغير مسموح، حتى لو فعلت المسموح أيضا ينالك صفة الإرهاب.
The idea that you do not, as a soldier, intentionally target civilians goes back a very, very long way. It really goes back to the Middle Ages. The whole idea of chivalry, which was an innovation in the Middle Ages, was that women and children were not to be targeted. Barbarians do that, but professional soldiers do not.
نسأل الشعب الأمريكي عن 200,000 من القتلى اليابانيين في بالقنبلة الأمريكية التي ألقيت على اليابان. هل تعتبر أمريكا نفسها إرهابية لأنها قتلت 200,000 مدني، أو أنها تعتبر أن ضرورات الحرب فرضت عليها ذلك؟ لماذا لا يستعمل نفس هذا المنطق مع الفلسطينيين الذين يفرضون أن بلادهم محتلة وأن ضرورات الحرب تفرض عليهم ذلك؟
I'm thinking about the Arab-Israeli conflict. I'm thinking about PLO attacks or Hezbollah attacks, say, against Israeli soldiers. Was it terrorism or was it a fair game? You know, that depends on your taste.
The Contras in Nicaragua, for example, are routinely referred to as freedom fighters. Whereas armed groups that, even when they are fighting uniformed occupation forces in their own country, have often been labeled terrorists if they don't happen to conform to U.S. policy objectives.
One can be careful in endorsing the right of resistance, including the right of resistance through violence, and separating that from attacks on civilians and rejecting the attacks on civilians, but acknowledging the right of resistance. What the Bush administration, in fact, what all American administrations have done, is conflate all resistance, all uses of violence, even the legitimate use of violence under international law by people under foreign occupation.